Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode. No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, all you do, going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, 3 full days left for PVC collection. Remember, no PVC, no vote. If you don't vote, you just voted for whoever wins. Not voting is a vote. Last week, I told you a parable from the Okrika people. The gods invited all the animals for a meeting. Chicken decided chicken will not attend. So chicken told the other animals, anything we want to decide for day, I agree. So at the meeting, the gods said, we want human beings to start making sacrifices to us. Which of you animals should they use? All the animals said, chicken. Second hard fact of the day, yet another container truck fell. This one was at Oshodi yesterday. Brake failure again. The truck fell on a bus, injuring the bus driver. Third hard fact of the day, 160,000 children acquired HIV worldwide in 2021. The World Health Organization said that. WHO also said that one child dies every 5 minutes from AIDS-related illnesses. That's because only half of children who are living with HIV are on antiretroviral drugs. Compare that with 75% of adults with HIV. HIV is still with us, and all of us need to take precautions, and all of us need our government and our society to do more to protect children. It's not a death sentence. If you're on your medication, you'll be just fine. Now, of course, if you witness a story or a news event that you want Lagos to know about, call us on 01465-7175. 01465-7175. Thank you for tuning in to today's show. Let's talk about the shortage of Naira notes and petrol. I'm hearing so many horror stories. Someone said last night that they got a flat on the third mainland, and they found a way to push their car down to where they could find a vulcanizer, but vulcanizer no dey collect transfer, and he didn't have any cash on him. It was a problem. How are you dealing? How are you coping? Then let's talk about Lai Mohammed saying the presidency isn't aware of a villa plot against Tinubu, while the campaign insists that the plot exists. And then let's talk about INEC Osun Rek commenting on the tribunal judgment. 4 o'clock will bring you Eyewitness. And on the big hard fact today, let's talk about all the biggest election stories on the road to February 25th. Today, there's Step Down after the news. After the news at 6 o'clock, from 6:15, we'll bring you Step Down. And on the Step Down, let's talk some more about the woman, the wedding introduction, and the hired car. Expect news, business, and sports at the top of the hour, every hour. But let's get started with today's Big Three. Lagos, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three.
On Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Have you found fuel or the new Naira notes? ASO Rock and the Tinubu campaign at war. Has INEC accepted the Osun Guber judgment? Those are the big three. Lagos, let's talk. Our first story is the hunt for fuel and Naira notes. Here in Lagos, some civil society groups are protesting. Oh, yeah. Some of them are protesting, and they're protesting and saying that the banks are hoarding the new notes. I'm going to play you a video from that protest. If you are watching us live on Facebook, I'm also going to show that video to you so you can see for yourself happening right here in Lagos. Of course, the plan has always been for the new notes to be less common than the old notes. I've been saying this for a while now because the CBN wants more Nigerians to go cashless for more transactions. So the plan has always been for these new notes to be scarce. But is our banking system ready for cashless? Because we've been seeing lots of service failures for banking apps, for POS machines. Is this because more people are trying to use these services in the past few weeks? And if that's the case, is this going to continue after the old notes have left circulation? Is this going to get worse? What's the impact going to be for businesses? What has the impact been for your business? While that one is happening, Nigerians are still queuing for fuel, and the POS failures are making it worse. Last night, my security guard tried to go and buy fuel for my generator. He called me in the night. They know they collect, POS, so they say I must collect cash. And as I go collect cash, they say to collect 10,000, now 2,000 naira go pay. So you have filling stations saying cash only. That's leading to more queues at ATMs and at POS agents. A whole black market is popping up where people are selling new notes at a markup. Which is why CBN is reminding people it's illegal to sell the Naira. It's illegal to spray the Naira. They're launching DSS raids. They're launching police raids. All of these things happening at the same time. Lagos, how now they see this matter? How now they solve them? How now they cope? If you're a driver, bus driver, keke driver, Bolt Uber driver, Okada rider, how are you dealing? If you're a trader, how are you dealing? If you're just a customer that wants to get from point A to point B in Lagos by paying for your transport fare on a bus, how are you dealing? If you're a businessman or businesswoman who uses generator to run their business, how are you dealing? 01465-7190. Women, call us on that number. 01465-7190 for women. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. You're a hair barber. You dey cut hair. You get saloon where you dey plait hair. How are you dealing? You dey hawk for traffic. How are you dealing? How are you dealing? 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hi, Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you doing, Shade, with the PVC?
Hey. I'm good, thank you. So you asked about a vital question, if the infrastructure the banks have in place can handle these It can't. It's so obvious it can't.
Okay.
And which is the issue I have with the whole policy. Like, it's like they put the horse before the cart. I think that's it. They did it backwards. You know? I feel like you should have made sure we have the infrastructure first before you want to now push everybody.
Right.
Because I don't know if you've been anywhere. Everywhere you go now, you bring out your peers, your hand is shaking. Like, okay.
It go hang, Abi, no go hang.
I tell you, over 90% of the time, it's not going through. And then some people say, okay, we'll take the old notes. We're taking the old notes, at least for this week. So if you have the old notes, you're sort of, okay. But then most people are turning their old notes.
Old
and then
notes,
new notes. right? So it's just a conundrum everywhere. It's just horrible. Mm. I feel like they should, but someone told me, that's private skin, it's not government. I said, but the government is the one trying to make the banks go cashless by force by fire. So they should have ensured that infrastructure was in place.
Was ready.
It's just terrible.
Shadi, thank you very much for calling. We've got a message here from Chooks in Lekki. Chooks says, I stood at the ATM from 8 p.m. to 12 midnight last night before I could withdraw 20K. It was war. Even the bank staff were dragging queue with us. It was a thing, Sandra. But I'm happy I could get cash and I stand with this policy. All right, Chooks from Lekki, thank you for your message. Chooks says, even though it was hard, I stand with it. 99.3, what's your name, sir?
Hello, Sandra. Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Okay. My name is Dai. I'm calling from Fresh Stack. I just got fuel now after about 8 hours.
Whoa! 8 hours, yeah. Dio?
Yes.
That's absolutely a whole work schedule.
Honestly, it is. I just feel I'm an optimist, but I feel completely jaded right now.
Right. How much do you buy for?
It was normal. The MRS at Fresh Stack, yeah. We had to wait in line. Mm-hmm. It was normal price, 185. Mm-hmm. But what that meant, I literally had to mop up all available resources to ensure that, okay, you fill up the tank and then you get an extra jerry can, which I normally, don't want to do. Now, that's a whole activity for today. Now, the challenge is, and I look at it, and whilst we're even getting in, they gave preference to folks who had cash at the pump.
Mm.
Because those of us that came with the card, there were some, most of it, in fact, they literally had to line up. The station was so organized that they had almost like six machines.
Wow.
Where they were trying, so if you try this, it doesn't go through, you get your decline card, you try the other one, because most of everybody is practically resolute, like, look, if you don't sell to me, I'm not leaving here, that sort of thing. Now, it's gotten to a point right now where I look at some of these things, and yes, the government and all that, but sometimes, you see, we have to do a lot of
introspection
as people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do a lot of introspection, because I look at these things and I'm thinking in my head that this is a station selling. How come these guys are able to sell at 185?
Mm.
How is it possible that a station is able to sell at 185 and then you have some other station selling at 300 and something?
Mm.
So what exactly, how is this? There's no place in the world that you have the government at every pump. I'm just saying. You know, because as much as possible, you look at these things, maybe because where do you even begin to address this problem? In conclusion, you know what worries me,
what?
Sandra?
What?
After the elections, when the election comes, it then goes, after the election, how do we manage the crisis? Nobody seems to be thinking about that.
Mm.
Whoever is going to take over, how do you contend with this?
Mm.
We're literally sitting pretty at a nice hot corner in the hot oil. Yes, because it's a perfect storm right now.
Right.
Especially with this crash thing that they've thrown into the mix.
Right.
May God help us all. Thank you.
Thank you, Dia, for calling. While I agree that some introspection is important, but human nature is fundamentally exploitative. That's what I will say. Human nature is so fundamentally exploitative that we have put guards in place to make sure that if your human nature is about to overtake your better instincts, the guarding systems we've put in place will check that human nature. You understand what I'm saying? That is why, at the end of the day, the bulk of the blame still ends at the foot of the government. This should be an I beg to differ debate topic. I beg to differ returns, by the way, in March. Because, yeah, sure, be introspective. But if you leave it to the church mind of human beings to do the right thing, to not cheat people, to not exploit, most people will fail that test. That's why systems have to be in place to ensure that you enforce the will of the government. Because the idea, the belief, the assumption is that the will of the government is the will of the people. Because government is for the people by the people, yes? So when you have a few people trying to exploit loopholes, it is the role of the government to ensure that those loopholes are unexploitable. But if you disagree with me, that's fine. Give me a call. Let's debate it. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Good evening.
How you doing?
Sandra.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Ike Moore from Olabisi Onabanjo University.
Ike Moore, welcome.
Yes. I start with a protest.
Okay.
How come that Pastor Ladebo, Comrade Koboko, and Big G and whatever, how come they always get you? Is there any racket in this one again?
I don't know. You call them to do tutorial.
All right. Coming to where we are, Isaiah 30:20 says, I will give you bread of adversity and water of affliction. Isaiah 30:20. Go and check it.
Okay.
Bread of adversity and water of affliction.
But that applies to only Christians now. The rest of the people that are not Christians, Nko.
That's Old Testament. So Muslims are, it's Old Testament.
But religions are not just Christianity and Islam now.
So I went to the bank this morning and I brought out my check. The cashier said, what are you trying to do? The cashier was frightened because I brought out the check. I said, what's wrong in a customer coming to the bank to collect his money? There was no cash to pay. The boy was jittery. I said, don't worry. I want to make a transfer. The money's not there. The CBN knows. The fuel, they are selling at official price, but it's not anywhere to get to. So some of them who buy at official price will transload to others, and they do that. But have you ever seen people queuing for a bottle of in the market?
A bottle of
no.
What?
Coca-Cola is everywhere. When that fuel is everywhere, now the queue will stop. So demand and supply, the nature to, like now, my car is about 80% filled up. But if I see fuel, I want to fill it up because I'm not sure whether I will get one tomorrow. That's basic behavioral science and demand and supply.
Okay.
But like I said, we are having it. We not had it rough. This kind of 3-in-1. Rate of adversity and water of affliction. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
How you
Good
doing?
Afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Hello.
Hi. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Noye.
Noye, welcome. Is this Noye my town crier?
This is Noye, your town crier now. Oh. Your one and only town crier.
Welcome,
baby.
Welcome, town crier.
But before I proceed, I would like make my 1 million negotiations in front. Me, they know star, don't show.
You don't show, you don't show.
I don't show. And when you come there, you say, I'm going to remain anonymous today. So that all of them go there, they do my tank trial stand.
But you don't already announce yourself now. If you don't already announce yourself, no, they're anonymous.
I want to remain anonymous.
You've already announced your name now, so you can't be anonymous again.
Okay, because must start again. Hello, I want to remain anonymous.
Okay, welcome to the show, anonymous.
Yeah, no, I don't confuse you. Sandra.
Yes.
Sandra.
Yes.
You see this for this Nabina money? This new money, what they say they do. Sandra, if I tell you, I'll say 1,000. You know, I believe. But only 500 and 200, and we don't see. I'm not with only that one be the problem. The problem is, yes, Wizard won't go withdraw money. Sandra, as I pull my card, they say the thing no good. Sandra, they come on my money. Today, they have a refund that money.
Ah, follow them, or may
next
they give you your money. Problem,
they know and I saw no network now. Market go no day.
No, yeah, thanks for calling. We've got Sociable on Facebook who says, he don't talk for now individual transfer, we they do now. If I want to deposit money, I go first ask my neighbor who needs money. Anyone who needs money go transfer to me and collect the money. By that, we don't cut off the bank queue, the POS exploitation, and the time wastage. Now, like that, we they run our more. Okay, Sociable, thank you very much for your message. We've got... this message here from Clement in Surulere. Clement says, Wema Bank Jibowu has been trying since morning. Their ATM has been working. Their BDM instructed every staff to collect through the ATM, including himself. Kudos to Wema Bank Jibowu. All right. Thank you, Clement, for that report. We've got Tunde Max from Badagry who says, Sandra! The suffering is from all fronts. The queues to get money, fuel, and so on are becoming unbecoming. I still don't have the new notes for now. I've been to the bank twice, yet the queues are something else. People are frustrated. I just pray for this country not to explode. We will overcome. I'm sending hugs to Nigerians during these challenging times. We've got this message here from, I don't know what your name is. Hold on, let me see. Oh, Alaba Lakwe. Alaba says, I salute you, Sandra. Not that Nigeria is not ripe for cashless policy, but the timing is what people are talking about, including Asiwaju Bola Tinubu, the incoming president, God willing. Sandra, I pity Nigerians with what Buhari, Mele Kyari, and Emefiele have subjected them to. Babe, you may not know, but just take a walk around and see how Nigerians are suffering. Look, this suffering lashing on Nigerians is purely political, but their secret has opened. No fuel, no money. Who will now vote for such government again? This is argument of Tinubu campaign team to the Aso Rock guys, including the president. Sandra, mark my words. Immediately after election, you will see fuel and the new Naira will be available. So all these are handiwork of hypocrites who don't like Asiwaju's face. This is pure politics. Alaba Alakpe from Sabu with that message. Alaba, thank you very much for your message. Let's see. This fuel situation, Tony from Marine Beach says, the government go form committee tire and nothing go happen. I advise Nigerians not to stress themselves getting worried. Let's just keep praying and hoping for the storm to be over. As for these marketers, they're hell-bent on making money they couldn't make in the past 7 years. All right, Tony from Marine Beach, thank you for your message. We've got this one here from Ejima in Ikotun. Ejima says, we have missed Comrade Oshomole during Obasanjo's time. Do we still have labor union in this country? Labor union, they find Naira. They define Naira, they define fuel. We've got Elisha from Ikpaja. Elisha says, we queue for fuel. We're now queuing to collect our own money. Please, why are we being punished by like this? Waiting they happen. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, let's go to that war happening between Aso Rock and the Tinubu campaign. Are they at war? Are Aso Rock and the Tinubu campaign at war? You let me know after the break.
Stay one step ahead with the latest news and trending conversations here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Don't tell people, have you added weight? Why are you losing weight?
Yeah.
You eating? No, it's not your business.
That money, the pass is good.
Should be patient and pray to God that God is going to answer her prayer.
Please, this is not all about prayer. It's not like it's not prayer, That is Nigerian mentality. It's not about finding happiness in your home. You pray.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
There is a huge difference between the relative experience of salary earners and those of business owners and entrepreneurs. Someone who has never had cause to set up a business of his, who has never had cause to source for funds, turn it around, pay salaries, pay back the loan, and still make profit, cannot be expected to be hands-on when saddled with an economy the size of Lagos. Experience that hasn't curbed Lagos's traffic in 24 years of their reign. Experience that hasn't addressed Lagos's perennial flood. Experience that currently leaves us with over 2 million out-of-school children. The duo of Jando and Funke have been investing in Lagos's economy for about 2 decades, running their personal businesses, employing people with track records of success. Lagos needs a breath of fresh air. Vote Dr. Abdulaziz Olajide Adediran Jando as governor of Lagos State.
PDP! Power to the people!
Wake up to the current stories making rounds with conversations that involves you and I.
I'm particularly advised on that voter. A single vote can decide who the winner would be.
Oh, yeah. It's not about Nigeria.
I am just telling you.
You have the presidential candidate who come out to commit blunders here and there, knowing full well that he's going to meet with foreign counterparts.
We must talk about them on The Morning Crossfire with Sheriff Quadri.
You said you don't need the media. That's what you said.
You just ask the right questions and the solutions, bringing you the hot gist and topics from current affairs and more.
And the bottom is down because of government, because of politics, what kind of country is this?
So, Mr. Sheriff, please, I want you to push this narrative to come with those who are best on destroying Ashwaju.
Join Sheriff Quadri on The Morning Crossfire. 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday. Let's make headway when you talk on the number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. More shots fired in the war of words between the Tinubu campaign and Aso Rock. That is our second story. Last week, Tinubu said the Naira redesign and the fuel scarcity are attempts to sabotage him. 2 days ago, Nasser El-Rufai agreed. He said elements in the villa are working against Tinubu because he wasn't their candidate in the primaries. We covered that yesterday on the Big Three. And now Lai Mohammed has responded. He is the president's information minister. He said, quote, if there's anybody who is working against any candidate, we don't know officially, end quote. But the Tinubu campaign is doubling down. We heard from Dele Alake, the campaign's media advisor. He said, quote, there's nothing spectacular about what El-Rufai has said. It's even self-explanatory. He did say that some people, but he never said the president. In any organization, including your own individual media houses, you have editorial policies, and there are elements within your organization that won't agree with those policies. Yet they still work there. It is therefore not a spectacular thing. It is merely a natural phenomenon. In all organizations and institutions, you cannot have 100% of the operatives see issues the same way. For Nasser El-Rufai, Kaduna state governor, to state the obvious, is nothing for us to clear again. We know that mischief makers, especially from the opposition, will latch onto it and twist it out of context. That has always been the way of the opposition that we are contending with in Nigeria today. End quote. This is the second time that a president has finished his two terms in office in Nigeria's history. Second time in Nigeria's history that a president has finished his two terms in office. So this is the second time that there's a candidate from the same party as the sitting president running for president. But back when Yar'Adua was running, we didn't hear his campaign saying that Obasanjo or Aso Rock were working against him. What exactly is going on here? Is this just some sort of game, or is there some fire behind this smoke? 01465-7190. That's for women. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. And please tell me, how are you handling the shortage of cash, the shortage of fuel? I saw a video on the internet of a man sitting down on the counter of a bank asking them to give him money. I saw another video of a woman stripping herself because she couldn't get access to money. People are going through it, Lagos. Are you one of those? 0700-993-993-993 for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
This is almost there calling.
Almost there. Welcome. Parapu. Good to have you on the show.
Sandra, you don't read, though.
You don't read, Abi.
Hey. Nah, no money to eat, no money to buy anything. Did you know I'm in my shop now?
Okay.
Somebody wants to buy fufu 200.
Okay.
He said he wants to transfer.
Okay.
Okay, your gas transfer.
Mm.
Network no go.
Oh.
And the man hungry don't cash.
Okay.
Say, what the person want to do? Okay, we want to withdraw 100,000. They say we should pay 10,000.
Okay.
10,000 to collect 100,000. Mm. Where will they go? They say if two elephants fight, now the grass will start to suffer. So what is all this? We queue for fuel. We go bank. My sister went to bank today just to collect 2,000.
Mm.
We not reach the sun.
Oh, wow.
What are we doing? And now PVC. First thing, whenever I shop, when not see fuel, now you won't go collect PVC.
Abi.
So I'm tired. I don't just understand. This is the time that everybody should open their eyes and vote wisely. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you, Omo, for calling, and I hope business picks up for you. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Good afternoon. Oh, that's unfortunate. Call back. 99.3.
Good afternoon, Madam Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Lucky Lola from Magbo.
Welcome, Lucky.
He don't read,
Abi.
When the offender is being polished, even the innocent ones partake in it. In Yoruba, Teleshe Banjiya, Ulududu, Aba Kwimbe. I believe it's just because some just few people. That's why we are going through all this in the country. That's what I believe. Just because of few people. Sandra, no matter how hot our temper may be, it will never boil a yam. That is the truth. February 25th is at the corner. Let's go out and vote. This CBN policy, I really support it, but the timing, you understand, is what I have a problem with, the timing.
Okay. Oh, sorry, Lucky. I thought you were done there. But thank you for calling. We've got Ojong, who says on Facebook, this new Naira notes have caused a lot, has caused a lot of traffic in my workplace. My salary was late due to finding it difficult to get the new notes. I'm trying to say that the new note isn't much, so it won't reach everyone. So please, people in charge should deem fit to produce more. All right, Ojong, thank you for your message. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing? Good afternoon, ma'am.
I'm okay, Sandra. My name is Rita.
Welcome, Rita. Go ahead.
What I want to say is this. The situation of the country right now, I guess I'm very, very happy. Not I'm happy at the same time. Kind of, I have a kind of a mixed feelings. The reason why I say this is this. I believe right now, a lot of people have seen, especially the market women, that the this politician will just go around meeting, giving them money. Now, everybody is feeling the pain. I'm not happy to, but I'm feeling it this way. But I want them to feel it the more. Because these same people will be the same, this same politician will go to them, start combating, they give them money. At the end of the year, they'll go vote for women they're not supposed to vote for. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Hello, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Esther. Esther Zegwe from Aja.
Welcome, Esther from Aja.
Please, ma'am. This morning, I went to First Bank to withdraw money and to transfer. I wanted to withdraw 10,000. They told me they would give me only 1,000. In fact, I was just standing, I was laughing. I couldn't know what, I didn't know what to do. Oh, I had to leave. I collected the 1,000 with a textbook. 1,000. It's so bad though. I don't understand.
My goodness. So how you go do? What will you do now? Because you need the money now.
I don't know. I collected the 1,000. I wanted to buy something from the market.
Yeah.
I asked them, okay. Madam, I want to transfer. They said they can't collect transfer. Hey. I went to what is it called?
POS.
I said, I want to collect 10,000. They said they'll collect 1,500. I said, well, I can't say 1,500, but that 1,500 will buy me fish. And I left the place. So I'm in my shop now.
Hey. My sister. Pele, Pele, Pele. Thank you for calling and sharing. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
It's Chinayangwa.
Welcome, Chinayangwa.
Sandra, we are in ultimate search of money. I'm telling you. Don't read everywhere. Even the market, I said this morning, buy 50 naira, 100 naira. In fact, if you count the money, okay, even if it's whole 20,000, you're looking for Ghana must go. You carry only 30,000 naira because it will be heavy, as in the volume. Because you're collecting 10 naira, 20 naira, 50 naira, 100 naira. But if it's 1,000, at least 30, just carry it, put it inside your pocket. With all this small money, you'll be looking for Ghana must go. Then you don't have any money to carry the money. So what I'm looking at now, the long-term effect of this, because time is money.
I think it will normalize. I think, you know, in the next few days, maybe by the end of next week, you know, all of this will even out. I hope so. I won't say I hope so.
I agree, because if this thing continues, number one, the workforce, think about the workforce will reduce.
Exactly.
And reducing the workforce will affect the productivity.
Right, right.
You understand?
Right.
Time is money.
Right, time is money.
So another one, hello?
I'm here.
The other one, you asked about what is happening in the quarrel between Asorok and
Tinubu.
The APC.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think there is an internal crisis there.
Okay.
There is an internal crisis.
Okay.
And it happened during the dark primary.
Okay.
It started there.
Okay.
You know,
PDP, the reason why we know about their crisis is because of Wike speaking out. That's the reason why we know that one. But in APC, they are managing themselves because they are in control. But now, you know, this thing, for those of us that read physics, there's law. For those of us that read physics, elasticity,
Hooke's
law, it says that the extension of an elastic material is directly proportional to the force producing it, provided that the limit of proportionality has not been exceeded. So once that limit of proportionality has been exceeded, you will see that spiral spring, when you stress it, it will no longer come back to the original position. It will deform. Yes, it will deform. That's what is happening now.
Okay.
So they can no longer bear the heat.
Okay. All right. Yes. Chineyonga, thank you very much for calling. We've got Fred who says, hot water, they boil yam, oh God, I beg, oh. I've touched all the new notes here in Festac at different times, but it's crazy here. I heard one bank programmed its ATM to release only 1K to other bank holders. Thank you for visiting our bank money. Then programmed other ATMs to give their customer 5K. One sharp guy did 1K like 10 times. People shock. That's 35 naira on his card. Fred, with that message on WhatsApp. All right, Fred, thank you for messaging us. This message here is from Collins in Ikorodu. Collins says, Sandra, did you hear about the woman who went naked in one of the states because she couldn't access cash? What about Nigerians in border states spending CFA francs since there's no Naira? Did you hear of the downgrading of all our top banks by a rating agency? What about people who cannot buy food or are walking instead of boarding buses because they don't have cash? Whether these woes are brought upon Nigerians because of politics or pure incompetence, it just goes to show that we have the wrongest set of people running this government. Anyways, Nigerians, keep loving their oppressors and the relationship will continue after February 25. Collins, thank you very much for your message. I love reading from Collins, by the way. We've got this message here from Ochuko. Ochuko in Ikorodu says, with this bad product Tinubu sold to us that we're all suffering from, and Alaba Alakpe is telling himself that Tinubu is telling us Tinubu is the next president, he should be ashamed of himself for selling another bad product that will put him into another pain, but no being fault. Ochuko. Ochuko, with that message on WhatsApp. All right, Ochuko, thank you for your message. Here's a message from... You didn't leave your name. Oh, Mike. Mike in Ikoton. Mike says, by this time last year, somebody was going about distributing trader money. Now, that can never happen again. Kudos to CBN. All right. Thank you very much. We've got this message with Anonymous. Anonymous says, Buhari happens to have been the wrong choice. Some people said this during the 2015 elections, but some of us that felt Nigeria was full of corruption were cajoled by his incorruptible quality, which has eventually amounted to nothing today. Trying PDP again will actually be better, but a lot of us who believe in Tinubu's presidency will find it difficult to vote otherwise, as Buhari's misadministration is enough to counter the party and bring back the beginners of democracy in 1999. Everywhere is tough, no job, no light, and now all existing issues are being joined with cash and fuel. Wahala. All right, Anonymous, thank you for your message. We've got Chinedu Onoha from Ayoba who says, Sandra, it's really tough out there. I drive an Uber in Lagos. I had to queue for a whole day before I could buy petrol. Most of my riders hardly pay cash, and when they make the transfer, you cannot even get the money out via POS. I had to wait until late at night before I got 500 naira cash to eat. It's really bad out there, Sandra. My God. Oh, I'm so sorry you're dealing with this, my friend. My God. My God, my God. We've got Keno who says, I'm happy with everything happening now. In fact, we want more pain. The more Nigerians feel pain before the elections, the wiser they become to think and vote wisely. But I feel sorry for banks because they'll soon start attacking and burning their ATMs. Well, let's hope not, because that will just, you know, end badly. We've got Frank joining us from Indonesia. Frank, how are you? I've picked the call, but it's telling me I have not picked the call. I don't know what's happening with that. All right, Frank, you're going to have to give us a call back. 99.3, hello.
I don't know who sent you this. Please, PDP is not an option.
Okay.
Please, Nigerians, these people rule Nigeria for 16 years.
we see the atrocities. Is it atrocities of Obasanjo during the election? Does Obasanjo conduct the election in Nigeria with Morrisey? Which one do you count? Please, PDP is not option. Leave APC, leave PDP, please. I'm begging you, you sir. Because of what one man said now, that going back for the tour of PDP is better.
Okay, sir. Thank you for calling, sir. 99.3. Hello.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Mommy Victor.
Welcome, Mommy Victor. Good to have you on the show.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm an ardent listener to your program.
I'm glad you're here today.
My dear sister.
Hmm.
It don't they happen be this.
It don't they happen, no.
Yes, it don't they happen. Yesterday, I closed work as usual. I went to POS to collect money. My boy is here. Mommy, they sent me for school. I have to buy new sandal. My sister, all the POS for this Abuja area, no one get money.
Oh, wow.
The one to say cook. My sister, they no see. I did not see that there's money in the bank.
My God.
I carry my ATM. I stand and I looked. If I told you that as we went back, now the garri that is in the house, that's what we just drink.
Okay.
I come back this morning, up till now, I never see money take.
Okay.
I never see money take.
Okay.
I don't know where we are going, no? We don't know where we are going. But in short, our body is so strong that we cannot react again. Because are we sleeping? Look at what is going on. No fuel. As I'm talking to you now, there's no light in my area. There's no light. It's the radio that I charge you overnight. That's what I'm using to listen to you. There's no light. There's no food. No road. Our money that is in the bank that we use our two legs, we can go put on there. They no greed give us. December, somebody took my money. They took 11,000 on 22nd. On 28th, they take 20. I went to the first bank, I complained, they say it's me, and I didn't do any transfer. Is it now we start going? They say I should write a letter. I wrote a letter and I give it to them. They say they will follow up to it. See, today, yes, I'm talking to you now. Now there is queue. How can I go and verify for my money? How can I go and tell them, oh, yeah, I restore my tax, 1,000 naira? It is well, God is watching everybody. Thank you, ma'am. God bless you.
Thank you, my sister. Bless you, too. And I'm really sorry that you're dealing with us, dealing with all of that. Let me bring you our final story. The Osun State Rec says Beavers did not fail. That's our third story. Mutiu Aboke was responding to the tribunal judgment, which said that there was overvoting in the Osun Guber election. And he said, quote, it was Beavers that helped INEC to expose those who carried out overvoting on election day. So it was not the Beavers that created the problem. That should be corrected. Based on that ruling, we have identified some inadequacies from the politicians, voters, our staff, and our responsibility is to ensure that we cover all these gaps so that the votes in the Osun of the Osun people can speak for them. Politicians in connivance with our staff members deliberately bypassed the Beavers. It was this Beavers that exposed overvoting during the Osun election. So with this judgment of the tribunal, we have known how overvoting can happen. We're going to beam our searchlight on those staff members, and I can assure you that all of us should own the process together. This is the way that we can correct these anomalies. So I want to tell Osun people that the issue of overvoting was not orchestrated by Beavers. We did not use Beavers to vote or cast our ballot. Our ballot was manual voting. Overvoting was caused by fraudulent people that came to vote on election day. They are criminally minded. So we have Aboke agreeing. I don't know. Is he agreeing with the tribunal that there was overvoting? But he's saying that Beavers worked. Instead, he claims that INEC staff at the polling units colluded with the politicians to allow unaccredited voters to vote. Because remember, voting is still manual. It's not electronic yet. The way it's supposed to work, Biva's machine at the polling unit is supposed to send the INEC server a list of accredited voters and the total number of accredited voters. Then at collation, INEC staff should cross-check that number with the number of votes cast. That number is sent by electronic transmission. But you see, that process of reconciliation is manual. And the REC is saying that the INEC staff willfully ignored the Biva's number and the electronic transmission number and wrote an inflated number. If this is the case, and if INEC is now conceding this, does this mean that INEC will not appeal the tribunal judgment? And if the PDP appeals, will INEC still be on their side of the case? Or will they cross to the APC side, since the REC himself is now agreeing that overvoting took place? And beyond that, what are the implications for the general election? Because if what the REC is saying is true, it means that voters have to be vigilant at the polling unit. So you have to be vigilant. You have to make sure that the result that INEC transmits electronically is the right result. But should voters also be at the collation centers to make sure that the figures that are manually collated, because they are manually collated, to make sure that those figures match the electronically transmitted results and the Biva's figures? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01-465-7190. We've got Azu joining us from Indonesia. Azu, how are you?
Hi, Sandra.
Welcome.
Yeah, so I want to ask, how are you coping? You're also a Nigerian. Being a Nigerian now is really ready for everyone. How are you doing? Everybody's just calling Sandra to complain about their own issues. Sandra, too, I call. You're not living in Amsterdam now.
I'm doing okay. Thank you for asking, Azu.
Yeah, I really care. Yeah, because at least we get to hear about what's happening here.
Thank you for calling.
You need to be okay. Yeah, you said something that I want to react to. You said the government should input policies that should help, you know, laws and things to work. You know, they should make sure that when they make laws, like you're saying.
Unfortunately, there's a call that keeps coming in, and I don't know what's happening with that situation. We seem to be having like connectivity issue with the Skype. The tech team is going to try and fix that. I'm not supposed to be able to get another Skype call while I'm on a Skype call. At least if I'm getting another Skype call while I'm on a Skype call, you shouldn't be ringing out for Lagos to be hearing. You should all be like behind the scenes. And when I click on the call, I should be able to merge everyone. So apologies about that, Azu. I really want to hear what you have to say, but we can't. We're listening to you. We're hearing you, but other calls are coming in and it's really, really loud. But thank you so much, Azu, for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you doing? Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
My name is Olumuyiwa.
Ah, long time no hear.
I do listen to our lamentation.
Well, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Now, the spirit of one Nigeria has died and gone. I was born about 40-something years ago.
Okay.
In those years, in a time like this, we were Nigeria. We were not Igbo outside Yoruba. You will have gone now and occupy all the banks with protests. But those days has gone. We are only lamenting. Why would banks... This is online. I can't say everything online. I know how much I'm banking in First Bank. But now, you can't get money. And we are lamenting instead of protesting and asking questions. But no, and now in a time like this, instead of protesting, we are now giving POS 2,500 naira for collecting 20,000. I wanted to collect 3,000 yesterday. They asked me to pay 400. So somebody is busy now making money while we were lamenting. So who are those people now that are patronizing POS in a time like this? You need money? Yes, we are desperate. Nigeria only desperate. We don't take action. Why are we not asking government a question now? But no, APC PDP has already destroyed the oneness of Nigeria. I have protested even against Babangida and even Abacha. But today, we are only lamenting. shall only call to tell Nigeria that we are no longer one Nigeria. We are a group of people that are lamenting. We don't take action anymore. That is why the president, I don't know whether it's true, the president said the naira scarcity is good. It's good. It will make your naira strong. I don't know whether it's fake news, so. But if it is a fake news, the president is telling us that this scarcity is good because we cannot take action. We can only lament him. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Muyiwa. I don't think the president said that. I'm not saying he didn't, but I don't think the president will say that. Or at least he said, if he said something within that vicinity, Olumiwa is probably quoting him out of context. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll take more of your thoughts. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It is really difficult. And I have to tell you, Lagos, I'm feeling your pain as well. It is so difficult. It is so, so difficult. But we're all in this together and we're going to get through it, okay?